Put your hands together for the Graham Parker duo.
Sounds a little louder. This is the Graham Parker Time Machine. Pretentious to call a show something, but there you go, you're stuck with it. We've done two there, one from Howling Wind and the other from Heat Treatment, both from 1976. And now we're rushing, speeding forward in the Wayback Machine to 1977. Here's one song of mine that I never really liked much called, from Stick to Me, it's called Problem Child. Stuff is now. Of course, Squeezing Out Sparks came out 32 years ago this month, I think. Yeah, 32 years ago this month. There you go. Trivia. Of which I have lots. And here's the worst song from that album, right now.
Turns on the endless night. turns on the endless night.
That turns on the endless night.
That turns on the endless night.
There's a wire, let's cross it. If there's a coin, let's toss it. Is it? Can you watch it? It's my head, I don't catch it. Who lives a door? Quick to shut it. We are bleeding, they cut it. It's so dark when you don't fit. It's a gauntlet, you gotta run it. Can't bear to see how it all looks. The light keep it in there. If I could only find the switch that turns on the endless night. That turns on the endless night. That turns on the endless night. That turns on the endless night.
So, and angry, good combination for the Village Voice. I've become sort of more ungay lately and disangified, so they don't mention my name anymore. But, back then, they wrote a review, and I mentioned that the guy said Parker briefly mentioned that, yes, his country was at war, and then went on to continue to sing about what his favourite subject himself. That was pretty much the size of the review. So, things were starting to pale for me around 1982. But yes, we were at war. The Argentina invaded the Falklands. You all remember that, yeah. They seem to think it's called Las Malvinas. They think it's theirs. I don't know why. Perhaps because you can practically swim to the Falklands from Argentina, and it takes about 3 fucking days to get there by airplane from England. But there you go. Of course, we weren't having any of it, the Brits, so we stormed over and bashed them around a bit, wouldn't take any of that, but because we really want an island full of sheep herders and penguins with no trees on it, you know, it's very important. It was very important at the time. So here's a song from that record, and as Mike pointed out, this song has ridiculous chord sequence in it. He thought it was like prog rock. It's worse than ELP to learn this song, which seems strange at the time. It's meant to be pub rock. They call it pub rock. I don't know why, but there you go. The song is something else altogether. So I've got the chords here, but I can't read my own chords. So that ain't gonna work. So hopefully we'll pull it off from another grey area. Bottles are strewn and broken. Games are all played out like useless tokens. Videos are scattered. Their messages are scream and clatter. Discussing the actors as if they mattered. They mattered. And I'm not gaining any ground here. You are not listening. You do not care. We're not driving in the same gear. It always feels the same on the dark side of the bright lights can turn off again. I never really end up anywhere. The big mouths just open and close on fingers. The sha-la-la-la songs, they turned out to be hard reminders. And we only Mike's band and Pete Hayes and then I used to be with him not too long ago. Alright, 1983, the Realm of Core. Yeah, well, his favorite record in the whole world, Real McCool. Beats everything else. Yeah, okay. France invaded Algeria in 1983. Anyone know that? No? Okay. No, I read it on the internet, and then I emailed my friend Eric in France, a French person. He said, no, they fucking didn't. What are you talking about? Like, 1830, perhaps, you know. There again, Monsieur Le Pen, the extreme right-winger of France, insists that Algeria invade France every day, but that's, we won't go. You're Americans, you don't know, do you? No, whatever. Anyway, what happened? Okay, from a Real McCool, life gets better. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Steady Nerves, go out and get it, it's good.
Parker's Plonk, Parker's Plonker. No, Parker's Plonk, here it is, look at that. Porker's Plonk, you can buy that here for like about 50 bucks, isn't it? It's very good, very good. They do it up well here, don't they? They do it up very well, honestly. Anyway, tomorrow we're playing at a coffee roastery somewhere. I hope I get my own coffee.
New Jersey.
In New Jersey, yes. We're sold out. Don't bother trying to come. Oh, I mean it. Okay, from Steady Nerves, what happened in 1985? Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you, Mike. I opened for Eric Clapton for 3 months. Yeah, no, it was very... And, you know, it was me and a rock band with Brinsley in the band. You know, the whole thing. We're going out there, yeah. They're giving it shit every night in the audience. Yeah. It's a supper cup, Mike. Come on, it's okay. So yeah, I guess, you know, they thought it was a good idea, Eric Clapton being produced by Phil Collins, I suppose, but people might not agree. Anyway, this one's called, what is it, Mighty Rivers, yeah.
She'll be ready.
find something from our zoo. She thinks she understands what she's feeling. She's gonna leave us, make no mistake. The wounds won't be healing. Ready, the girl isn't ready. Nobody can tell her how to take it steady. She'll be ready one day. 1989, a record called Human Soul. I was running out of ideas rapidly here. A bit tortuous, man. And so I took a lot of crappy songs that I couldn't finish and put them on an album, joined them all together and called that The Surreal Side. He likes it, of course. Man, thank you. Come tomorrow for the coffee house, I'll put him out. There'll be free roast. No, I've done that one quite often. This one I haven't done much. This is when I was in my eco-warrior phase, I guess. That's one thing. Which I rapidly gave up. But anyway. It is a funny song, this one. It's very, very funny. It's about the destruction of the world. It's a good laugh. Okay. 2, 3. The world was stripped of beauty by the working man. He told it was his duty again and again and again. He took the slaves from Africa along with sugar sacks to build the British Empire and break everybody's backs. Bob Dylan in 1991 in Europe for about 11 dates. You know him? Yeah, okay, some of you. And he said hello to me. And the first night he walked past, and I was going, and he said, "Hey, you're sounding good out there, Grant." Yeah. And that was it. And that reminded me of a bit later in that same year, I toured with the great Mick Ronson, the late great Mick Ronson, yes, Spider from Miles and all that. And he met me in the Woodstock area. He came up to me at the barbecue and said, "Hey, I've been looking for you." I said, "Oh, really?" And he said, "Yeah, this bloke in Scandinavia puts a Swedish band together. You know, you get paid well, international acts, headliner, I'm in the band." I said, "If you're in the band, I'm fucking doing it. That's it, you know." So I went to Scandinavia, toured with Mick, and it reminds me of the Bob Dylan thing, because he toured on the Rolling Thunder Review, right? And Mick was on there, and there was some show about it. I saw it on TV years and years ago, and somebody went up to Mick, was interviewing him for this sort of documentary or whatever it was about the Rolling Thunder Review, and they said to Mick, "So what's Bob like? How are you getting on with him?" He said, "I don't know, I haven't met him yet." He'd been on tour with him like 2 weeks, and he had been like, so me going, "Hey, who's this guy over here? What's this? Who's, man, yeah, turn him up, he's good, yeah." I haven't met him, no. Alright, anyway, this one's called Strong Winds from Struck by Lightning, one of my favourites. 2, 3, 4. Seen her run through the wild things, dropping behind her child's things. She'll no longer need, scattering like seeds. They are discovered then, nothing can give them life again. They comfort only when she bleeds. And strong winds are a place in the early morning, somewhere inside you, an early warning bell begins to ring. In the darkest night, she takes a telescope and looks around and loses hope, pointing at the nearest thing. And strong winds are blowing. Touch it. It's not there, it's not there, it's not there. Strong winds are beating at the door, shaping our lives. We never know what for. Stronger than before.
clearer.
We are going to do something from Burning Questions, or Burning Trousers, as I call it. I did this song on the Jay Leno show, when I was allowed to be on TV back in those days. It ended about a year after that. That was my last time. The 1900s, was it? Yeah, so in another century. Dustin Hoffman was one of the guests, and he asked me, like, we were sitting on the couch in the adverts, and he asked me this really rookie question, like, somewhere I show Brian, like, how long have you been playing? Fuck, that's what a fan asks, you know, when did you start playing? When you were a little kid, yeah, okay. I'm walking in, and there was a comedian on the show, and I think I saw him a few years later on a TV show about people who swear they've been abducted by aliens, so there you go. Interesting show. But here's Long Stem Rose. Somebody got it right. From Burning Trousers. She's not disposed of being whatever, doesn't she? A living thing to spend her time. She won't be content just being by her. Funny, that's the way it goes when you're like a long-stem rose. Stem rose, were you cut down in your prime? My love still grows for the flower that I call mine. I hear you die after the spring, and I just become a thorn in your side. Funny, that's the way it goes. Tour, this tourette, if you like. A few times I have said, I've never done this before. The first gig I was saying, swearing blind, but you know, I've never done this before on stage. And then, of course, someone is going to point out to you that, yes, you did this all through a certain tour. This one I think I did on the GP in the Episodes tour of, yeah, that was it. 96. Really? 96? No, 95. Okay, 95. 1995, and I swore blind I'd never done this. I couldn't remember it at all, but apparently I have. And as it's only got one chord in it, there shouldn't be too many gaps, hopefully. Oh yeah, 1996. Yeah, the world's first clone sheep. There you go. Anybody remember the name? Come on. I don't get it, do you? Because it's like, you know, people say, you know, these people are like sheep. You know, that's the whole fucking point of sheep. They're all cloned. They all do the same. They're cloned anyway. A piece of cake to clone a sheep, isn't it? Yeah, we've cloned a sheep. Oh, really? Oh, well done, yeah. That must have been difficult. I wonder if it does different things than a sheep. I wonder if it acts like an elephant or something. I don't know. Let me just tune up briefly here. From Acid Bubblegum, one of my favourites. I don't know, is it really? Yes, we're flashing through the time machine in the torture period now. '90s were good, right? Oh, yeah. Times of our lives. Good days, good days. All right, let's, Mike lived in New York in the 90s. That's your from Mike Gent, please, ladies and gentlemen. Yes! Get a part of the bill. Let's shout him some axes. 2, 3, 4. And Well, yeah, then I had this record out. It was on the internet only. Quite a daring thing back then. It was actually up for an award, the Yahoo Awards. It went, of course, but... What year are we in? Where are you? Well, wherever it was. It's called Loose Monkeys. Lots of spare tracks. Was it?
98?
Somewhere around 98, yeah. Okay. The dot, yes. And I saw a lot of weird songs on there that I had in demo form, and a few that had a full band treatment on. This one had a little riff. Can we hear it, Mike? Oh, now we're good. getting us some real meat and potatoes. Now, I've got to get myself a shorter career, I can tell you that. I don't know, you buy one online or something, these days. It's very fucking tiring, isn't it? The career is long. Yeah, it's longer than a year show, really. Now, we're getting there. Stay with it, folks. Okay, from Deep Cut to Nowhere, one of my very favorites. Yes, described by the host of the Underground Garage back in the day as a nice little singer-songwriter record. You will only hear songs up to 1980 on that, the best show on radio, but there you go. So, let me play you a nice little singer-songwriter song right now, shall we? It's called Syphilis and Religion. Sounds nice, doesn't it? 1, 2, 3, 4.
To lead those natives by the hand. Back to the promised land. Well, this is called fire. This is called brimstone. Do you understand? So bring me your coconuts. Bring me your sweet mango too. Or bring me your papaya. And I tell you what I'm praying for you. Syphilis and religion, that's what we are here now. Syphilis and religion, two things you can probably do without. I get your little donkeys. Church right here, build me a whorehouse and bring me a daughter. All she can do is mix a tuition. Let it all behind the mission. Fanned by the cool night breeze, I spread the word and the STDs now. So bring me your coconuts, bring me your sweet mango too. Bring me your papaya, I tell you what I syphilis and religion, that's what we are here. Syphilis and religion, two things the world could do without. Spread my word and my gospel there. Teach those little savages the one and only truth there is. I'll go out and build me one nation. Beach from poverty, prime location. Beach from poverty, prime location. Beach from poverty, prime location. Now bring me your coconuts. Bring me your sweet mango too. Do it now.
like you to have Lucinda Williams sing a vocal part in this song. This one's called Cruel Lips. What does it take to shut your cruel, cruel lips? How could I mistake a curse? We're getting there, folks. We're really closing in. The biggest selling single in 2007, of course, was, in the whole world, Buy You a Drink, Shorty Snapping by T-Pain, genre Snap and Be. Big fan of T-Pain. Big fan. Follow him everywhere. And I had a record out called Don't Tell Columbus. Don't Tell Columbus after this one, because we're not there yet. We've got to do a record that the Figs actually played on. Mike Cannon and the Figs played on this record. And it was called Songs of No Friggin' Consequence. I was dying to get a shorter career, Mike. I was just dying to get a shorter career. I really wanted to miss this face.
This set was your idea, baby.
I know, that's a stupid, it's the last time. It's gotta be the last time because this is my... 1, 2, 3, 4. What year was this? 7, 5? Trouble, when everything seems fine, you just made me order double, and after too much wine, you can look so ordinary, that's what makes you so scary, you're a him, her, them, and me, you're evil, 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 saw you walking down the street, I offered you a ride. I don't know where my conscience went. Goodwill doesn't make a dent on evil, 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 yeah. Forget about it. You can look so ordinary. Evil, forget about it.
Shadow on the earth between the power of God, by the things you knocked on, and it wouldn't matter what matters.
to a world in the shadow of love. It's not a moment too soon, it's all that hurts you now. Just one chord, isn't it? B flat? Oh god. Okay. Oh god, what was this record? I can't read my notes.
Imaginary Television.
Oh Jesus, yeah, last record, their latest record still, Imaginary Television, there you go. She lets it in this line of work, but it doesn't. Whatever happens seems to work, and it doesn't matter, the grass is always greener. The grass is always greener. There's something lacking in his life, but he can't define it. Three kids, two cars, a house, a wife. The grass is always greener. The grass is always greener. Always greener. Always greener. I know there's jackpots everywhere. I've never faced a face with a dinner hand. There's cherries and a pear, so I will pull that handle, pull that handle, pull that handle, pull that handle, yeah. Do, 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 do.
This must be about dawn by now, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Yes, I hear the Hollies are going to do a tour, a retrospective. No, the Stones actually is something I read. That'll take about 16 hours. Anyway, thank you very, very much. The City Winery, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This is great. So we are now at 2011. Is it 2011 now? It is, yeah. Okay, thank you. This is from my latest album, which hasn't been recorded yet. How about that? There you go. Brand new song for you right now, here at the winery. And the latest album, working title is The Arabs Are Revolting. That's the latest. If the record company don't like that, I'm going to call it They Love Me All. They Love Me All. I don't know. One of those titles will probably do it. What do you think? One of those, yeah. So here we go. I think I might need some lyrics.
Recorded, Jeff.
I think I might need some lyrics here. Okay. Thank you very much. From the album that hasn't been named, made, and perhaps never will be. I don't know. You know, whatever. I might not want to make it. I might not be a bastard about it. Okay. This is called Snake Oil Capital of the World. 2, 3, 4.
Don't turn away the car. Don't stand up for your side. It's
it's the wrong one. Don't think that you can think. Don't blink, you have to blink. Don't drink, you have to drink. And that dose is a strong one. In the snake of capital. Snake of capital. Snake of capital. I'm the world.
Thank you.